The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
My bad, I had my phone muted. You hear me?
Nah, you good, fam. I think Magic should be calling from a 314 number, I think. Well, there's only one number on there. Just see on there. I just texted him. I DM'd him right now. Hold on.
Yeah, I'm just waiting on.
Hold on, he just texted me right now. Yeah, he's calling right now. He just said, what's up? Call the number, yeah. So, hold on. I think it's a 314 number, I think.
There ain't nothing else up there but me and you right now, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
Nah, because I was like, yo, as soon as you said you had no, he was going on North of 8, I was like, shit.
I was like, yo, Magic.
I don't like North.
Huh?
I don't like North.
Oh, boy. North's my guy. I can't just know. North's my guy, man. I know Captain on North. That's my guy.
Nah, man. It's my own reasoning. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I ain't sitting here saying, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's my own.
No, I feel you. Magic, what's up, man?
Everybody ain't for everybody, you know?
That's true. Magic, come on, bro.
So, Grant Hill, a better point for
man,
us than LeBron.
Yo, man. What are you doing like that?
I was like,
dog, this
lasted 2 tweets.
Wow. Magic up.
don't know, but I told you last week he been talking his shit.
Yeah, yeah, I see that. That's why I want to get him on right quick, man. But hurry up, bro. I got to 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I know. You got your lunch break. You got like 25
yeah,
minutes.
Yeah, I'm on lunch break. Yeah, I'm trying to.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
All right, let me get my guy right here, man. One of my dudes right here, man. Good to see him on Twitter talking crazy and all that. Be motherfucking magic. What's good, my nigga?
What's up with it, cuz?
Well, how you doing, brother?
I'm all right.
Magic, I see you talking greasy on Twitter, my nigga. You getting that, niggas? You telling niggas? Y'all niggas going with a style that I created, so to speak? Trying to quote you a little bit here. But talk to me about that, my brother.
Okay, all right. Once upon a time, it was niggas punching. But once B-Magic came in doing what he do, a lot of niggas took it. Like, they followed it. And, nigga, right now, the go-to style of battle rap is the shit I created. The back-to-back punching. If you don't, you can't find that many niggas that don't do that now.
Okay.
So, you know,
would you say you and Khan was the leaders of that? You and Conceited?
Nah, Conceited, he punched. But, my nigga, like, if I put 16 bars and all 16 of them punches, you probably get about 9-10 from Khan.
Okay, that's fair. And
you
know
what I'm saying?
You and Khan, if you go back to you and Khan battle, though, you right on that, though. Because you was punching every battle. That's your style, though. Even though you and Khan gave us a low-key classic that niggas don't put up there, but you and Khan was a classic. But go ahead, Magic.
I could give you 16 punches, like, straight out of 16 balls. Who can do that?
What do you think about Av? Because right now, Av seems to be the person that's a punchline king himself. All right.
He's definitely not the king, but he's definitely nice. If anything, if anybody besides myself did it be considered a punch, I'd say Rum Nitty. That's my personal opinion. If I was to say anything besides myself.
Okay. Are you feeling the itch again, the battle again? It seems like you're feeling, you know, that itch again. Like, you know, you missed the sport a little bit. Maybe your passion's back.
Oh, yeah, passion been back for a minute. I just been sitting down, I'm chilling. What,
right,
like,
right, right.
As far as, like, yeah, I'm definitely ready. I got 3 battles coming up.
On Street Status. I know you said you got one on Street Status, right? Which
no,
battle
Street Status
is
already done. That's already in the bag. That was, like, 2 weeks ago.
And who was that opponent again, if you want to refresh our memories?
It was B-Magic versus Dex.
Okay.
It'll be out soon.
Okay.
And, you know, good battle. So, go check that out, Street Stars. Well, definitely.
Right.
I got a battle January 11th on No Coast and January 26th and 413 Battle League.
Okay. I seen you calling out a bunch of people, Magic. You said T-Top. You and T-Top, I guess, got to get it on. Is that a battle?
T-Top actually challenged me personally. Like, I'm just telling them I ain't forgot about it.
Right. That was years ago. I remember that. Yeah. That's true.
No, T-Top, when I battled the Saga, T-Top walked to me and said, I got to battle you. You gotta battle, King.
That's
what he said. I say, okay. And I'm just telling him I ain't forgot about him. Yes, we still gonna do that.
Okay.
That's like my little brother, though.
What do you say to the people that was diehard Magic fans, right? And let's be real, some fans might have strayed away from you a little bit. What do you say to the people that say that you're Magic? Or is your hunger back into this? How do we believe that you're really the full-time the nigga that rock with you heavy? Because a lot of us wanted you to get that Clips battle, Magic. We was all behind you to get that Clips battle, you know what I mean?
The thing about it is, I can't tell them shit. I only can show them. No, it's nothing I can say. It's nothing I can say at all on that. So the only thing I could do is show and tell.
Do you look at the small league battle, maybe the Smack Volume cards, or maybe even a bad series and be like, damn, that's something I would like to be on?
Say it again.
Do you look at the banned series that URL has, or maybe just a Smack volume card, small room settings? Is that more your alley, though?
Yeah, of course. Like the band
the
series,
I say,
yeah, I would definitely
yeah.
do that.
Mm.
All right. Who's to say it won't happen?
Magic, listen, I hope you're back full time, because you got to understand, Magic, a lot of us still fuck with you no matter what you've been through. Niggas still want you,
mm-hmm.
niggas like Young Ill, niggas like Clean Paper, like niggas like that. We want the niggas that we love back in the day to come back and get it popping. You know what I'm saying? How did you feel about A-Verb saying to you, yo, we got Young Ill back, Magic. You ready to put your jersey back on? I kind of like that when A-Verb hit you on Twitter with that. Was that a good
yeah.
feeling for, you know, Big Brother hit you up and be like, yo, my man, let's get St. Louis back, 314 back and popping?
Oh, of course. Yeah, it's always a good thing to see it. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I was already on it before he said it, though. So it was just a, oh, nigga, you was thinking what I was already doing.
Mm.
So, shit, we're going to see what happens.
I see Ryder talking greasy to you, Magic. I see Ryder talking greasy to you, Magic. Ryder.
For Ryder, he yeah.
What you mean, Magic?
You know what I'm saying? What Triple G, you say, like, you ever seen Triple G box after, you know, he do his little interview?
Oh,
good little boy. Good little boy. Oh, good little boy. I make him good little boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, Ryder, yeah, I fuck with Ryder. That's my nigga. Like on the off battle rap shit, you know, I rap with him.
Right.
You know, he a cool dude, you know. Well, you know, we talking about a battle rap, nigga. Who can rap better? You can't rap better than me, my nigga.
Oh, it seems like you're going back to old school Magic. Beat Magic, who can rap better? Is that what you trying to do? Yeah.
Nigga, you got to rap better than me, my nigga. We gonna see who can rap better. Because at the end of the day, all the theatrics and all that shit outside of battle rap, that's just to pump shit up. I've never been a person to do that at all.
Right.
Everybody know that. So, yeah, mm-hmm. definitely.
What do you say to the people that saying, yeah, Magic, we still ride with you, but stumbles and maybe chokes, are we done with that? To the people that might say that.
Right.
Obviously, you know that, but what do you say to people that say
like
that?
Like I was saying, I can't tell them shit. I can say anything.
Right.
It ain't, you know what I'm saying, it ain't about what I say, is about what I do.
Mm.
So I can say a thousand things and not do it.
True.
But, you know
True.
What I'm saying, unless you see me do it, it's pointless to tell you.
Do battle rappers go through a stretch in their career, Magic, where they lose passion for this shit and they maybe gotta find inspiration?
You say what?
No, I'm saying, do battle rappers go through a stage where they lose, they have the inspiration and the fire in the belly's not there no more? Maybe personal reasons going outside of battle rap, that is none of our fucking business, first off, Magic. But maybe sometimes
mm-hmm.
you brothers go through shit and we don't know, it's none of our business, and maybe you get that itch
mm-hmm.
again? Is that what happens sometimes, you guys?
Well, shit, it happened with me. If
right.
that's what you asked me, I can't
right,
speak for
you,
everybody.
Right.
But you know what I'm saying. But yeah, at one point I ain't like battle rap as much as I used to. But you know what I'm saying. I had to find personal reasons to do it. So once I found the personal reasons to do it, that's what amped me up and motivated.
Okay. All right.
So
what, was
yeah.
there a particular battle? Was there a particular battle that you saw, or maybe a battle that you had? Or maybe just creating bars yourself that gave you that fire again?
Not for real. Like, you know, I'm like a lyricist, so honest truth, I never get no type of fuel from any other battles, like, because I don't watch it. They, like, everything that you ever heard me say was strictly off just knowing mm-hmm. where I'm battling and where they from. That's it. Like, that's, like, I don't, nothing gets me. Not a battle can't motivate me or show me that I did something wrong because I don't watch it. I just move forward and do what I do the next time. So, you know, I really just work off feel, for real.
Got you. Got you. You're doing a lot of calling out, though. You and A-Ward. I wouldn't mind seeing you and A-Ward. I think A-Ward is actually dope. You know what I mean? Is that something, is there specific names that you want, or does it matter right now to you? Or
It don't matter because, like, I am who I am. So whoever I battle, it don't, you know, that really don't matter if it's a name or not a name. I am who I am. I'm still going to be the name on that motherfucker.
Right.
So, you know, it really don't matter. Like, when you, like, it's a lot of battle rappers now. Like, when you're solidified as what you're doing, you know, you're going to always be all right.
Like, are you
it don't matter a name or no name.
Has any, like, King of the Dot, URL, RBE, have you guys had any conversations?
Yep. Everybody.
Nah, that's good. Niggas, nah, that's what's up. Niggas are talking. That's not, I like that. Niggas is talking, you know. Niggas is having conversations.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but, like, I have a relationship with everybody from them places, though. You know what I'm saying? So, it's like me and ARP, we rap when it ain't no battle or nothing, like when it ain't no motherfucking card going on, none of that shit. I call and see what's up with them.
Right.
So,
right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just normal shit. I still call and check up on him and see what he got going, though. But that's just, you know, that's my homeboy.
And you and URL, y'all good?
Yeah, we straight.
Okay, that's good. That's good to hear that. I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. Do you think about the new battlers that you've seen on the scene, Magic? The New Jersey Twerks of the world, Nitty, all these brothers and stuff. What do you think about them?
Shit, man. Nitty, my nigga. Yeah, so, like, personally, I support the nigga no matter what.
Crip Brothers, of course.
You know
Crip, Crip Brothers, of course.
Hey. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, man. Like, everybody, like, honestly, man, I fuck with Twerk. The nigga nice. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with it's not too many motherfuckers I fuck with Geechee. You know, of course
Geechee,
I fuck with it. You know what I'm saying, man? But honest, I can't even tell you that many new motherfuckers because I don't watch everybody.
Right.
Like, if somebody tell me something going, like, I watch Blick the Barbarian. You know what I'm saying?
Blizz, okay.
Yeah, that's my nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I watch a couple of different motherfuckers that I just personally know. Like, any team homie nigga I'm watching. You know what I'm saying? Just on the support. But, you know, as far as, I don't watch too many people unless they straight known. If they battling a new nigga, that's how I learn who the new nigga is. Because they battling a nigga that's basically already there. I'm just trying to see where they are with it.
You know what's funny though, Magic? Because, you know, some people always ask, man, I wish D-Magic was back. I seen people tweeting that, and it's funny. Your tweets the last couple of days, I had niggas DMing me and were like, yo, you need to holler at Magic. I hope Magic is back and all that. Is that a good feeling for you that people do miss hearing you, though? And want you to get back to be Magic that we appreciated years ago?
Yeah, of course. Damn right. Like, shit, why not? That's motivation.
But I know you don't give a fuck about fan approval, though. You're not one of the battle rappers that need that fan approval or you know what I mean?
No,
you know,
work speak for it. You know. Like, a fan ain't gonna, hey, look, it's gonna be motherfuckers not liking you no matter what. You can be the best nigga in the world. It's gonna be niggas down your comments saying you garbage. The shit don't matter because that shouldn't determine what you're doing and how you're doing. It shouldn't affect what you're doing at all. So, you know.
Right.
Some niggas, it'll scare niggas from traveling. You know what I'm saying? Like, I travel by my lonely everywhere. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't affect me. Fans, like, they going to be fans. They going to trash you or
right.
They going to respect the crap. So, either one.
We could be wishy-washy sometimes, Magic. We could be wishy-washy as fans. I'll keep it 100.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm going to keep it 100.
Especially when fans take, you know what I'm saying, things personal, like it really hurt their feelings that you did this in a battle, or, you know what I'm saying, it really hurt their feelings that you didn't take this battle. Oh, you ducking, you trash. Like, niggas really get offended by small things in battle rap that you can't get offended by if you wasn't on the internet 24/7.
Right. Were you able to watch Smack Volume 3? Were you able to watch any of the matches? Geechee, Chine, anything like that? Or Nitty Twerk?
I heard. Have I seen it?
Yeah.
Hey, we was just watching Chine and Geechee. That's the only ones we've seen so far. And
your thoughts, Magic. Your thoughts. I need your thoughts. What's your thoughts on that battle? Because that seems to be the top of the conversation.
We only got to round one, and I called y'all. At,
So yeah, Geechee win the battle, right? Yeah, Geechee win the battle. I take it, right?
I ain't seen the whole thing yet. Like off, just going back and forth. Like when I first heard about the battle, I didn't know who was gonna win. So I was like, oh shit! I say I fucks with Geechee, but K-Shine is K-Shine. That nigga
right.
will snap on
right.
you real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And unexpectedly, you know, body a nigga on a slide. But, you know, I ain't taking nothing from him because Geechee is nice. So I was like, shit, it can be a dog fight.
Be a dog
or
fight,
it
right?
Be somebody losing.
Mm.
I'm still determined. I got to watch the whole thing.
Okay. I'll see you on that. So when are we going to see you battle? You said you got a battle in January, right? Right, Magic?
Yeah, oh, man, that nigga name so goddamn long, I ain't going to even tell you who I'm battling. Hey, the nigga got three names.
This nigga say he got three names.
He got so many motherfucking syllables. Hey, look, the nigga named Father Focus Confucius. That's his whole name.
What?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's his name. And it's on No Coast in St. Louis. So, yeah, that long-ass name is what I got to work with.
Is he from St. Louis also, or is he out of town?
I couldn't tell you. I just know the nigga name, and I'm battling him. That nigga.
Well, Maggie, I'm going to ask you a question. How do you prepare for a dude that maybe doesn't have a big name like that, and you can't do a lot of research on him? Do you just
I don't
do you and just
yet.
Is it really?
At all. I don't look at none of your battles. I don't do none of that shit.
Mm.
I go straight off field. Like, I just go off my thoughts. I just know. The only thing I need to know is where you from. Like, where you from and your name, I'm pretty much good. That's, I ain't never researched a nigga ever, period. Not in NAN since 2011.
Wow. Jesus. Your thoughts about Young Ill, man, coming back, man. Your thoughts on that?
Oh man, that's the shit because that was one of my favorite battle raps. You know?
Yeah.
Ill is one of my favorite battle raps.
Well, Magic, man, I'm glad you back, my dude. For real, I see you calling out a lot of names. You A Ward, you T Top, you Ryder. I think you're a Ryder. I think low-key, you and Ryder right now, that'd be very interesting, though. I don't know if you feel me on that, but you and Ryder.
I think it'll be a good battle. Well, I think I'll win. No
Magic.
Debating.
I appreciate you taking your time to rock with me, my dude. You know what I'm saying? I love talking to you, but I'm glad you're back. Looking forward to recapping some of your battles when they drop, man.
Yeah. Sure. All that good shit. I'm definitely going to have a, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, Green Ranger, my nigga Riso over here going to make a definitely impact over on this battle rap shit in the future. And definitely look out for Riso, the Green Ranger.
Okay.
Well, that's all, nigga, that's all I got to say, nigga. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Magic, I appreciate you, brother, as always, my dude.
All right, for sure.
You already, man. That's what it is, man. My guy, be motherfucking Magic, man. St. Louis 314. You already.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.